Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
LeBron, Steph, Giannis, it does not matter. Luka Doncic is going to hunt you down. It's the Hoops of Advisors podcast. I am your host today, Reddit Mavericks, aka Ruben Tomas. Don is busy doing music stuff. Squish recently came back to Twitter, but I don't think the world's quite ready yet for him to come back to the podcasting format. Today we have a very special guest. You may know him from, he's not exactly really active on Mavs Twitter yet, but he's going to get there. It is my friend John Mutu. My friend John Mutu, who he's one of the co-hosts for the Saratobi Sports podcast, which I was on this past week, right? Yeah, it was this past week.
Friday's episode.
Yep. So man, how you doing, dude?
I'm good, man. And I just wanna say to Mavs Twitter that you guys are welcome for Dwight Powell's performance today, because it is purely because I ripped him on the episode you were on. So he was obviously listening and actually showed out and played like a big man for maybe the third time in his career. It was nice.
Oh, man. It was a good game. Today was a good game. But before we get to that, just kind of recap the games this week. So we usually record on Sunday mornings or Sunday, around noon. So this week we played the Jazz, we played the Lakers, we played the Cavs, we played the Wizards, and we played Milwaukee today. So that's 5 games? That's 4 wins out of 5. The one game I thought we were going to win, we did not. And the one game I thought we were going to lose, we did not. So so looking at the Jazz game, seeing the Jazz implode in real life is it's kind of fulfilling, you know?
Bruh, everything about it is great, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I just want Donovan to leave.
At this point, yeah. I think Donovan's going to New York, dude.
It depends on after the Jalen Brunson gets traded to New York. So
I know, we'll see what happens. See what domino falls first in that scenario. But I mean, looking at the Mavs, Reggie had a great game, 23 points. Luka, 32 points. You know, Jalen Brunson, 22 points. Like Spencer Dinwiddie off the bench, 12 points. Like just overall, a really good win. I'm trying to think of anything that really sticks out to me that game. You know, guys were hitting their three point shots.
I think Reggie going. I was going to say the biggest. Yeah, Reggie fucking finally remembered how to play this week. My biggest thing was the fact that we held Donovan Mitchell to 12 points.
Absolutely.
Mike Conley will do whatever he's going to do, but that was a big game for us. Which Rudy Gobert was a late scratch, which is nice because he's not quite a versus Mavs All Star. But mediocre big man is an all-star against the Mavericks. And without him and without Hassan Whiteside, we were actually able to play, and it just showed that we were able to shut down the other pieces, which is great because we used to struggle with that mightily. But we actually hit our threes that game.
Yeah, so that was a good game. Nothing to really talk about, really. I think a lot of people, especially on Mavs Twitter right now, because we're recording this right after the Bucks game, is pretty high on that right now. Lakers Mavericks, that was a national game.
Yes.
The Lakers have been on the fucking national media so much this year.
They're playing a national game right now.
Are they? Oh, they are. They're right. Yeah. That's right. The game after us. Oh my god. And LeBron's not even playing, right? That's
LeBron didn't play. Yeah, I don't think they're mathematically out of the play-in yet, but he's essentially not going to play unless they make it. Or if they win this game, they're in type thing.
Yeah, I don't see that happening, honestly. They could bring me wrong. I've been wrong before, but looking at this game, no LeBron. Russell Westbrook tried his hardest. Malik Monk, for some reason.
He had a game.
I don't know if you saw that Kenny Beecham tweet, like the study of like how many times players are on the losing graphic for the Lakers, and LeBron's never been on one this whole season.
Interesting.
And Malik Monk has been on most of them. Like, he's had the majority of them. Like, there's like a graph, and it's like, I think it was like out of like all their losses, like he's on 12 graphics, and I'm like, shit, dude, like. Malik Monk is like your best player. Like whenever yo, LeBron's out, bro. Like, come on, dude.
He's been like, I'm not gonna say revitalized his career because he's putting out numbers on a bad team, but he's at least showing people that he could really score and is a piece that can maybe help a winning team, which they were supposed to be. But
yeah.
I don't know, man. Like it was nice because we scored 82 points at the half and like absolutely clapped them. But
yeah.
It was pretty sad. Like, honestly, just for the game of basketball, regardless, I'm happy because it pushed us even closer to locking up that third seed.
50 wins and everything. That's what I want.
Yeah, Luka was one of the fastest triple doubles, 30-point like triple
ever.
Doubles.
Yeah, ever. And it's, like, that was crazy. I mean, like, yeah, he only played 29 minutes, 30 minutes. So it's like getting that, like, in that time frame is insane. Like, I'm just looking at this game. It's just like, bro, like, he's. You know, looking at the stat sheet right now, it's like, you know, Reggie had a good game. Jalen had a pretty uncharacteristically bad game, you know, 3-for-12.
Yeah, he cooled off a little bit. I mean, yeah. This was a game that I took Luka's over on points, and then I took Dinwiddie's, and Dinwiddie was like, I don't need to play no more because we're winning by a lot. So I'm just going to keep passing. And stop rebounding also because I needed one more rebound. Yeah. So
Davis Bertans had 14 points, bro. Davis Bertans looks like a competent player. Like, I was like, holy shit.
Bro, today. He looked like
today too. Yeah, I'm saying he's starting to get there, man. I think I'm that contract is still like way like it's an albatross, but you know, I mean, if he can you know help out, contribute in any way, like even him play, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but like even him playing defense today was like what the like he was trying his ass off, dude. Mavs Cavaliers. This is the game that I only watched half of it. Well, I watched half of it without y'all, basically.
Yeah, this is one we recorded during.
Because we were recording, and my wife was like, are y'all done yet? And I was like,
I'm done ignoring you and the baby for recording this podcast. Now I'll ignore both of you to watch the rest of this Mavs game.
No, dude. No, I mean, the baby will watch games with me if he's up. Like, he'll sit up and, like, it's crazy, dude. He'll actually, like, he knows how to, like, sit himself up now. So he's just, like, sit there intently just watch. And I'm like, and I got to find, a friend from Mavs Twitter actually bought him onesies, like Mavs onesies.
Yeah.
And I gotta find him because I think now he's like at that size where it fits him now. So I want to take a picture. Like I don't like to post my kid's like face on like social media, especially if things aren't locked and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'd be kind of cool if I could take a picture of just like the back because I think it's like a Dirk.
Yeah, of him watching the game
and it has Nowitzki. Yeah.
Mavs thing.
Yeah, you know, that'd be kind of nice. You know, that'd be a nice little thing. I could tag like the team and see if they respond.
No, for sure.
But this game was a little rocky. Like, I know the Cavs didn't have a couple guys. The Cavs don't have a lot of guys, actually.
Yeah, their entire front court is completely depleted right now.
Yeah, and Moses Brown looking like, you know, look like a big
Patrick
man.
Ewing.
Yeah, dude, fucking 5-for-5 from the field. You know,
like I said,
rebounds.
Any halfway decent, and I don't know if Moses Brown is quite halfway decent yet, but any real big man can have a great game against the Mavericks.
I'm like, I was looking at like this team, and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot Kevin Love is still on this team, and you know, some of these guys, I have no idea who the fuck they are. You know, the Cavs are weird, where like they had such promise. Like, I have a friend who's a Cavs fan. He's just like. He's
a
like
tough existence.
Yeah, he's like 2 months ago. I was like, hell yeah, I can't wait for the playoffs. Blah blah. And now it's like, God,
when they traded for Caris.
Yeah, it's like God, I hope they don't have no one dies on the court. You know, it's just like the you know. And I mean, it looks like they're gonna make the playoffs. Like, I'm pretty sure they're pretty safe to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're like 6 or 7 right now.
Yeah, no, they're gonna, which will be good. You know, that's good for the city of Cleveland, I guess. But yeah, that game was. I mean,
yeah,
that game was whatever.
Right now.
The game was what it was. Like, it didn't look like we were gonna win for like the first like what half, like maybe three quarters, and just turned.
Yeah,
it up
they got our shit together, which is nice.
Yeah,
it's a team that should not have been beating us to begin with. We had to listen to some JT slander because of that.
Yes, but, we did, and y'all can hear that on the fucking podcast.
Yes, but we got it together. I mean, Luka took a lot of fucking shots, but
yeah, dude,
I mean, we needed it. We absolutely needed it.
It's one of those
our
games where he's like, okay,
did
I
not
gotta
do much. Yeah, our bench did not do much. But then we do our rest that night.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of games that we should win, Friday night, I did not watch. I was actually hanging out with the Saratobi boys, sound engineer. that game was not the funnest from what I heard and what I like saw afterwards.
Yeah, I watched the first half and was really glad I didn't watch the second one.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things that they came out hot and then the Mavs are just kind of like, I guess this is a game. And they just never really wanted to play, apparently.
Yeah. So it was one of those things. And I mean, and I don't know about you guys, but for me, Friday night was cool. just like a little backstory. So obviously I know, Matt, who is, our friend, I guess. And he's, he's a sound engineer and like he does stuff for bands and, helps out John with his podcast and stuff like that. And so he was a sound engineer for this band who's touring the U.S. right now. I think today they're in Houston, but he DMs me on Thursday and I was like, hey, do you know anybody who has like these certain drum things, like drum equipment? And I'm like, I definitely don't like personally know anybody like on top of my head that has anything, but I can ask Twitter.
Nice.
So I tweeted out, I was like, hey, can anyone help out with this? Blah, blah. I got a DM like 30 minutes later and this guy's like, hey, I might be able to help. Like, can you let me know what's going on? And so I basically told him what Matt told me. And then I asked Matt, I was like, hey, Matt, are you cool if this guy like DMing you on Instagram? Blah, whatever. He's like, yeah, of course. So I sent over the info and, I didn't hear any updates or anything like that. I just forgot about it after. And then, so we get to the venue, walk in, I was on the guest list. So thank you, Matt. very cool. Very cool. We went to Deep Ellum, the neighborhood in Dallas and, go in and I'd see Matt. I'm like, hey, what's up? And he like points at some guy next to him. He's like, hey, that's the guy that brought the stuff. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, this is the guy that helped, like, you brought over his drum set, like, brought the stuff around, so I was like, that's awesome, like, and so, like, after the show, like, I guess the band that he was working with, like, came up to me, like, hey, like, thank you so much for helping me, like, helping us out with, like, getting us together, like, I know, like, the headliner, it was only the lead singer who got there, so he did an acoustic set, because the bus, like, the van or whatever, like, was still broken down.
Oh, shit.
So I don't... Yeah. So literally he got on stage. He was like, it's just me. I'm going to do like an hour of acoustic set. And, the other guys are racing to get here, like to get to Dallas, to like basically sleep for a few hours, and then go off to Austin the next day. So, that was cool. Definitely a lot more exciting than, seeing the Mavs.
Yeah. Then the Mavs get clapped by fucking, Chris Epps had a good game.
Yeah, Kristaps had a what he had. He had
KCP might be a versus Mavs all star. Honestly,
he's getting there, dude. He's like, I need to see like two more of these type of games.
35, six threes. Like, come on, crazy, dude. 13 of 19 from the field. Who is this man?
Kristaps,
as JT would say, Kentavious Convict Pope.
Oh wow! Anyway, we had 20. So KP had 24 points, 9 rebounds. All right, like it's pretty good, Rui Hachimura looked like he had a pretty good game.
Yeah, I didn't know. Oh, no. I remember early, like, him not playing, but I didn't realize he's been out that long. They said it was only, like, his 34th game or something like that.
Yeah, dude, he was out for a lot for, like, personal reasons. And
yeah. It seems I think he's going to be a good player, man. I really do. I have since he got drafted, but, like, I mean, shit, at least against us. And, take it with a grain of salt, because usually people who fit that Rui Hachimura build, like him, Rashawn Holmes, those people tend to fry us anyway. But, like, he was hitting threes and all this. Like, he looked good.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's missing him had a good game. Denny Avija had a pretty good game. Like, looking at the score sheet, like, everybody fucking scored well. Yeah, just
couldn't fucking miss.
Yeah, just Thomas Torianzi didn't shoot very well. He only shot one time in his 15 minutes.
Very uncharacteristic of a European.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I love Rui Hachimura. Dude, I wanted that dude so bad. That was, like, the guy where I was like, I'd love to just, like,
especially because
he likes slam dunk. So it's like...
I was shout out to the episode I had with Mavs legend Jameel Warney, where I'm pretty sure it was him. We were just posing the question, like, does Rui Hachimura still watch censored porn? growing up in Japan. You know, questions we'll probably never have answers to.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Does Rui Hachimura still watch censored porn because he grew up in Japan? I mean, it's just a question we're never going to get an answer to. But, no. I mean, you know, maybe if I meet him in person, I'll do like one of those like left-hand, right-hand things. If I ever go to a Wizards game.
That was funny. What fucking damn.
Oh, yeah.
So funny, dude.
But
I was like, my man.
It was funny. I was watching the stream for this game as a Mavs fan in New York does. And it ended up showing all the, like, you know, like they'll show all the things going on in the arena.
Yeah.
That was Latvian Pride Night. And in my head, I'm like, Davis Bertans was probably super upset because he probably never had one of those. And was sitting there like, you've had a Latvian for at least what, the last 4 years? 3-4 years?
Something like, yeah, something.
And he's probably never seen a Latvian Pride Night. So I just thought it was funny. And I just thought that he would have had more motivation to come out and fry. And he took one shot and only played 10 minutes.
And missed it. God damn. But speaking of Davis, let's go to today's game. national game. I'm no longer upset when we have a national game now. Like, it seems like
we really found our
footing. We found our footing finally. Like, holy fuck. Great game for everybody. Even Marquise Chris had scored, which was great. Like, that's always a good sign of a good game.
Yeah, get Marquise more minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the only person who plays like a big. That why do they have him listed as a small forward? Jesus Christ,
is he?
I'm looking at ESPN box score right now, and they have him listed as a small forward.
Oh, that's weird. That's fucking weird. I mean, he might play like one, but
oh yeah, he only played because Max didn't play. Interesting.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, great game, dude. Like, Luka turned up. Dwight Powell, the god, turned up. Like, you know,
Jesus Christ.
Reggie Bullock.
Remember, he's the center in the NBA tonight.
Reggie Bullock. Yeah, Dwight Powell was like, I'm not going to be shown up by my, because I think Brook Lopez also went to Stanford.
Yeah.
So I think you're just like, I'm not trying to be shown up by this dude right now. you know, Reggie Bullock had a couple really great clutch shots toward the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Dorian Finney-Smith too, man. Like,
Dorian. I would say the biggest contribution, like, we know what we're going to get from Reggie on, like, he literally essentially only shoots three-pointers.
Yeah, basically.
And he plays good defense. But I think the biggest thing here was 7 rebounds from Reggie. That's huge.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, he did.
Like, that's huge, especially in a game without Maxey.
Yeah.
Like, and we need that because we have to team rebound. And for the most part, our team rebounding comes from Luka.
Yeah.
And recently, Jalen's been rebounding. He didn't really rebound today, but still. Like, Dwight Powell had more than 5 rebounds. Like I said earlier, I really think it was because of all the smoke that we gave him on my podcast last week. But whatever woke him up, I hope this is what continues. But, you know, definitely good team win today.
Spencer had a good game off the bench. Like, you know, Josh Green had that 1-3 that didn't count, and I was so mad for him because I wanted that to count. Like, he could have had another game.
His minutes are so interesting. And, like, I realized it early on, especially when Dwight was still playing like ass. Like, Josh Green is the player that Dwight Powell thinks he is. Like, Dwight Powell thinks he's going to, like, first of all, they're both super high energy. It's funny because they both act like they crash the boards really hard, but I feel more confident in Josh Green going for rebound than Dwight Powell. They're kind of frantic, low key, and you're still like, I feel like when I watch them, especially on the offensive side, it's like when they get the ball, they're like, "Fuck, what do I do?"
I can see that, yeah.
It's one of those that, like, now at least I feel like people are starting to take Josh Green's pump fake seriously. So Dwight Powell will still sit here and pump fake from the 3-point line. They're like, people are gonna jump. So
which is the funniest. I love that meme where it's like, you just fell for Dwight Powell's pump fake, and it's like you fucking idiot. Like, why would you do that? I don't know why he still does it, but I mean, hey, as long as Dwight is literally running to the rim, like, I don't care. Like, Luke clearly likes to give him lobs or likes to give him touches down there. So
yeah, I mean, whatever. He's one of the few athletic people on our team.
So. Yeah, you know, I mean, and then looking at, you know, the Bucks. I mean, I'm telling you, man, like, that was definitely like a game of runs, like, the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, we'd go on like a 12 point run, and they go on a 10 point run, and it just, like, it was so close until it wasn't, and then the last couple of minutes were just like
stress.
Fucking annoying. Like, I was like, just end the fucking, like, and like, I think Because I was like, when it was like 2 minutes left and we're up by 10 or whatever, and they foul, the foul game. And I was like, wait, like, what's going on? Like, this seems really stupid. And then someone reminded me that the Bucks did this a couple years ago and almost came back. Like, they were like a point or two away from coming back.
Against us?
I don't know if it was against us. It was against someone just said, yeah, they did that, you know. And I was like, that's fucking,
it sounds
like,
familiar.
It just sounds like something that like Bud would do, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. Coach. Right. Dude. I mean, hey man, if it was, shout to JT, but if it wasn't for KD's foot, you know,
yeah,
could be a very different landscape right now.
If it wasn't for KD's foot, Rick Carlisle would not be in Indiana.
Nope, not at all. Just had a ripple effect. KD preferring bigger shoes still doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's not, I mean,
it's like three extra socks, bro.
Like, I'm honestly surprised Wes Matthews didn't cook us, because I feel like that's very, like, I feel like we're like the Knicks in that sense, where if someone leaves, they tend to fry us when we play them. But yeah, Wes Matthews starting and having a rough game, I think.
He's old. Is big. He's old.
I know, but one thing, like, whenever I end up seeing the Bucks like on national TV or like when they play us or things like that, it's like Wes Matthews tends to hit some big shots for them. So him being 0-4 from the field, like, it'll be they're on a run or they're trying to stop a run and Wes Matthews will hit a clutch three, like, and things like that. So it's one of those that, like, I enjoyed his time on Dallas to see someone that really played his ass off. Yeah. Took way more shots than we ever expected him to, but he really played his ass off. So it's like, I wanted him to have success. It sucked when he first went to the Bucks and ended up losing. Yeah. But it's one of those things that, like, that he is still a key part of that team. Bobby Portis has just been great, great, great player overall. Would have been nice if he actually left, because that could have been,
right? I thought he was a good move for us. But yeah, you know, Brook Lopez.
His time on the Knicks had people really thinking he was bad at basketball. And I was like, no, guys, it's just the Knicks.
It's the Knicks, yeah. Like, you really can't. There's a certain number of teams where you just like, hey, like, if you think a player is bad, just think about what team it is. Like, the Knicks is a good example.
The Kings.
I would say the Wizards are a good example.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously with Spencer, like, he's just kicking ass. But yeah, those are all the games this week. You know, upcoming up, we have only three more games, dude.
Yeah.
This was game number 79, I guess. That's.
Yeah, we're going for that 50-win season, bro.
Up next, Sunday's episode will be the last of the season, you know, for regular season. But it's looking like we're playing Detroit, Portland, and San Antonio, and the Portland San Antonio games are at home. So, you know, I just feel like
I want to speak too soon, but we should definitely win out.
Yeah, we should get that 50-50, the 50-point mark, and then also, you know, have the third seed, hopefully. I mean, and honestly, like, it annoys me when people are like, hey, like, you know, like, they'll be like, hey, like, oh, it sucks that so-and-so didn't do this, like, the teams didn't do this, and I'm like, I get it, but at the same point, like, everybody in the NBA is controlling their own destiny right now, you know, like, everybody's just fucking scrambling, you know, for positions. So, you know, I can't put too much stock in it, you know?
Look into it.
So
we're, if we stay right, we're playing the Jazz. And, I mean, I said it on our podcast, and I said, when I was speaking to you earlier, it's just one of those things that, like, give me the Jazz, like, give me anyone, not name the Suns. Cause I'm confident in pretty much all their matchups. And listen, if Denver doesn't get Jamal Murray back, then I feel okay. You know, because Jokic will win them a game or two.
Yeah.
Because he's Jokic.
By himself. But
the rest of it, yeah. The rest of them, like, I'm not worried. Like, Minnesota, he's not a real big man. So if we take the three, I'm okay with that. And then we don't even know what's going to happen with the play-in. So it's one of those, like, I'm fine. With honestly whoever we get at this point. And if somehow it winds up being the Clippers, I hope we sweep them.
And I think we can, because I don't think Kawhi's coming back. But yep. I could be eating my words in about a week. I mean, like, I'm pretty confident in pretty much anyone we could see in the first round for sure. Obviously it gets a little dicier in the second round, because there could be a point where we end up meeting the Suns, you know. If we go that far. Or we can meet the
Grizzlies.
You know. Which I'm like, honestly, bro, we have their number. Like, we have their number this
everyone,
season.
Everyone says that. They're like, all right, the Grizzlies are a good team. Don't get me wrong. I still think on paper they have a better roster. But it's one of those that, like, bro, we've consistently beat them. like consistently beat them. Not saying, and I think first, not saying like they're not going to win a game or two. I don't think it's a sweep, but like it's a team that I would still feel comfortable with going into the playoffs. And it's like also like playoff Luka, and we've seen the second half of the season Luka has been even a higher level than regular Luka. So now imagine playoff Luka this year. Like, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, like, and I mean, like, the years past, like, he was going against two, like, you know, all-time defenders. Not all-time defenders, but, like, current in the league. Like, just...
You're right.
Well, Kawhi, yes. Paul George, I think he's a really good defender. Like, all-time, though, like, it just, you know. Yeah. This is based on eye test, though, personally. But,
I get that.
But obviously, you know, Paul George can get hot any time, dude. And, you know. There's like anyone else in the league. And,
yeah, but the real best player on the Clippers is Reggie Jackson anyway.
So. Absolutely. Reggie Jackson's out here.
Yeah, that's the LA is fucking his being the guy.
Yeah, it's great.
That's someone that I wanted us to sign.
Yeah, that's that dude is just when he's hot, he's hot. When he's not, he's not. But you know, when he's hot, it's great. Like, you know, I would take him any day of the week. Yeah. But yeah,
also
I mean,
we got a guy like Dinwiddie going into this year's playoffs who like carried a team to the playoffs himself.
Yeah.
And then fried in the playoffs as well. To no avail, but still, like, came out and did his thing. So,
yeah. So, you know, I will say that the NBA is so smart doing the play-in tournament because all these teams matter. Like, everyone is like has their eyes glued to like what's going on in the league right now because we just want like the biggest storyline, obviously, like for the play-in is like if the Lakers are going to make it or not. You know, like, which I don't think they will, which would be hilarious because I think if they fall out of the play, like the play-in playoff area, whatever. Yeah. Like their pick automatically conveys to New Orleans, who I think do have a play-in spot right now. So it's hilarious. Like you know, like hubris. I love it.
I don't like my only issue with the play-in is I don't think the seventh seed should be a part of it.
I think that's fair. I think that's
I think that like for a team, like it's one thing if like I think you only consider the seventh seed a part of it if they're within like a game and a half.
I was thinking like
because
yeah, I was thinking like
yeah, yeah, it's one of those that it's like if you're the seventh seed and you got a big lead on the eighth seed, now you can potentially not make the playoffs
on a couple bad shooting nights. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So that's tough. Like I really think that the seventh seed should have been a part of it. I think it should be 9 versus 10, and then you know, and then 9 versus 8 to see who's actually in.
Yeah, I mean yeah, whoever wins that nine, yeah, whoever wins that matchup goes to yeah. I agree, dude. Like, again, like, that's, I gotta talk to Adam Silver about that, see what he says.
Yeah, no, but, I know you guys, he responds to your DMs, like, you're good.
Yeah, yeah, I'll tweet him later. all right, let's go on to get some questions, man. First question comes from our good friend JT, Justin Thomas.
Just a friend JT.
Yep. Asked us, how can Luka ever hope to achieve the level of greatness as Dirk if he doesn't pull up to games with a dinner plate covered in foil?
That's tough. That's tough just because that probably won't happen because Luka's dating a white woman. And that's just not the way it works. The only reason it happened with Dirk is because, you know, she pulled up with the cookout food.
Yeah,
so
yeah, so.
I guess the only option is I'm sure he has a happy relationship, so I'm not going to say to go break up. But maybe they get a chef or something. Like, go get, something, like, one of the... Yeah, like, you know how people have, like, Jamaican nannies? Get, a Jamaican chef, and then you'll be all right.
Dallas isn't really known for its Jamaican Caribbean food, but, you know, we're not really known for, like, Caribbean food over here.
You're also not known for Eastern Europeans, but hey.
I guess, yeah, we have a bunch of them now, but let's see. Next question comes from, so sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, Maran. What assets do the Mavs have and could give in order to get a tier one center like Gobert in terms of salary cap and assets?
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want Rudy Gobert.
You don't want Gobert? What?
I get it. Listen, I understand it's a smart move. I understand he fits the team well. I just, on principle, I don't want him on my team. I'm just like, this is a guy who has constantly, like, you want to talk about hubris? Like, he's a good player. He's not great. He gets paid like he's great. I think at least one of his Defensive Player of the Year awards should not be his. And it's also just like, if we can coach the fuck out of him, sure. But I feel like he would come in here and just think he's the guy, and like, bro, him, it's him and Luka have beef. Like, I just don't love it. I'd rather have Miles Turner, honestly.
Yeah, I would be really cool.
Miles Turner. I would much rather have Miles Turner.
That's a Dallas kid too. So
yeah, I feel like he would just come in and be like a little too big for his britches. And I mean, that's why why do him and Donovan Mitchell not get along? That's one of the things. Like, why is I don't want to trade for a guy who has a star, someone who's likable, like we know is hardworking and does all these things, but why do the two of them not get along? So to me, there's a little too many red flags of Rudy. But to answer that question, actually, our trade assets are Jalen Brunson. And I guess Josh Green has upped his value this year.
Yeah. But like
that's about it.
Yeah, I was looking at it. Yeah, like those are the two. Probably Spencer too, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
I think the reason why we traded for Spencer is because we probably are losing Brunson this offseason.
Yeah, whether it be sign and trade or
just yeah, I think it's going to be a sign and trade.
But I mean, for me, like, because I'm cool. Basically, my whole philosophy when it comes to like sports, really, is just like get the best players and make it work out for that. But you know,
personalities, dog.
Look at Porzingis. I know. Yeah, Porzingis is like the biggest. Like, why go from one just diva to another? I get it, but you know, but I feel like the assets that we do have, it would be like Jalen, Josh would probably be another one.
I'd Maxie even say like, up until like 3 months ago.
Yeah, Maxie, if he gets a shot back, I think, you know, Maxie's one of those guys, like, the second he's hot, you got to trade him off. You know, that's just like if you're going to trade him, like, you got to do it in there. Like, you got to do it in the
Dorian's
middle.
Dorian's untouchable now, which is fantastic because I love Dorian.
Yeah, and I want that jersey. But,
yeah, facts.
But, yeah, those are our assets. And, I mean, top tier, like, you know, just like Gobert, like, I think, like, again, Miles Turner would be another good one to kind of go after. It seems like he's reported to, like, want to come, like, interested in coming back here.
Yeah, I saw really that.
Cool. Like, fuck yeah, let's go.
I think before he got hurt, and before they made the Halliburton move, I thought Jalen for Miles was a very real possibility.
Yeah, and even, like, another asset we're not really talking about because he's hurt is Tim. You know, if Tim can end up getting, especially because the way his salary is structured, it decreases every year. Like, this year is the most he's getting paid, you know, and then it decreases, like, after that. So that just looks very enticing, you know, to
I would like to package Tim on something.
Yeah, I'm, you know, just, I love Tim. I love all the guys, don't get me wrong, but I mean, like,
yeah.
Whatever we can do to make the team better, you know, we got to do it.
Get us over the hump.
So that includes trading away Boban if we had to do that. You know, like, and I love Boban. But next question comes from, I'm so sorry I'm saying your name wrong. We get some international questions. Silvije.
That was a lot. I was not expecting that.
Sorry. But please sing Mavs Played Like Shit a cappella in case we lose or win. Have you heard the song, by the way?
No.
from Squish. Go to his Twitter whenever you guys can. And it's like, I think it's he literally came back last night on Twitter and just posted a video that he did with another account called Mavs Burner. And it's great. Like, the production value is fucking phenomenal. I think it's a parody of, oh my God, what the fuck's his name? Oh my God, just left my brain. Some comedian, right?
Bo Burnham.
It's a parody off from Bo Burnham, and it's just great. I will not sing it a cappella. I'll actually wait till he comes back, and then we'll sing it. Hopefully not till next year, though. Hope we just keep fucking killing people in the games, not in real life. next question. I always gotta make sure.
Are you Ray Lewis?
Fucked up. Anyway, Tate asks, can we trade Powell for Gobert? He's also asking CBA Mavs this. CBA Mavs would know, but like just based on like money, no. Like that wouldn't work out based on the money alone.
Based on anything, it wouldn't work. If you're the Jazz, you're drunk if you take that trade.
Yeah. Which I mean, tell you, man, if they go out sad in the playoffs, ooh,
I have a strong feeling they're gonna go out sad.
I
think Donovan's gonna average like 35, and they're gonna go out sad.
I'm saying, bro, like I just want to see I cannot wait for the Athletic article to come out, like, as, like, things are, like, going, like, imploding. It's gonna be great.
Bro, I need Donovan to be like Odell and just be like, come get me. Like, after each game, like, come get me.
You'd be like, Eric Bledsoe, I don't want to be here. You know, just like, I need to see that just, like, on the Twitter real quick. Next question. Wes asks, what is the GOAT of appetizers?
Oh, okay. I'm a big fried calamari person.
Okay.
So, like, it's one of those things that if I see it, I usually get it as an app and, you know, try all those. And if you're going to Asian places, scallion pancakes.
What is it?
Scallion pancakes.
The fuck is that?
Super underrated fire.
Okay. All right. I'll remember that next time I go out to an Asian spot. For me, I would definitely say, like, mozzarella sticks is top tier for me, especially because, like, I just like marinara sauce. So, like, okay. Yeah, you know, I like that. I also like
love some good mozz.
If I'm going to, like, Chili's, like, I like the fried queso they have. You know, it's a
good the what?
That's like the fried queso.
You go to Chili's as a Mexican and you get queso.
Dude, it's not queso's not a Mexican thing, bro. Like, it's a Tex-Mex. It's like a southern.
So even if you're gonna call it a Tex-Mex thing, you're an actual Tex-Mex person.
Uh-huh.
You go to Chili's and look forward to that,
bro. Hey, Chili's has great drink deals. Okay,
people do love Chili's. I will say that people do love Chili's. Shout out to Miles. Miles works at Chili's. That's a side job.
Oh, does he? I didn't fucking know that. Oh, yeah.
Miles has like a really big boy job, and then he still works at Chili's because he's about his money.
Just likes the money. Yeah. Let's see. Next question comes from Curtis. Do we expect Kidd to shrink the playoff rotation? If so, who do we think has the biggest minute drop?
I don't know how much more he could shrink it. I mean, if we're going, a six-man rotation?
Like, I feel like we've been doing, like, eight-man,
yeah, seven-man. It's got, usually you go from 10 to 8 as you get to the playoffs, but we've been pretty much playing at 8.
Yeah, we've been playing, like, 8 guys for the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks at least. Yes.
Like, today was 9, and it was simply because Marquise Chris played, and Bertans got more minutes because Kleb is hurt.
Yeah, I think guys that absolutely have to, like, not play is going to be Sterling Brown, obviously. Trey Burke is another one who's healthy. You know, when they're healthy, like, they just should not be playing any playoff moves unless it's a blowout. I feel like at the beginning of the season, I would have said Josh Green probably wasn't ready for it, but I think he's definitely showed
himself to be valuable.
Yeah,
and so, even in, like, he's been a key person in a lot of these comebacks, when these second half comebacks that we've gotten. So
yeah, I think Bertans might be another one that loses. Just like
I think he's got to be a situational person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I think it's one of those, like, depending on the matchup, or if we just need to keep someone out the paint, like we deploy him there. But I will say that today was a big thing against a good team, showing defensive chops. And also, I think it was one of those things that Jake had played around with the defensive schemes to be like, all right, if we have someone like Bertans in, who opens up the spacing, which Maxi wasn't doing, how do we manage, like, how do we mitigate his defensive liability? So it was one of those things that they weren't. Thank you. It was one of those things that, like, they're talking about how it's like, he did a good job of staying in front, but the moment he gets in trouble, they're bringing help, forcing it out, and they're allowing him to switch when they double. So.
Yep. Let's see. Next question comes from Ralph. If Mavs Twitter ever had a get together, who would you pick to host the party and why? So we've done a lot of Mavs get togethers.
Yeah, actually. I was like, it sounds like you guys do get togethers. And like, it just sucks because I'm in New York.
Yeah. I mean, eventually we all go to New York.
For sure.
We'll do one up there. I've talked to a couple of people from New York who are like Mavs fans. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Including you, like just some random people on Twitter. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. So I will say that my favorite get together was free agency 2019.
That was one before COVID, right? Is that the one Skin went to?
Yeah, that's one like Skin, like we kind of put together with Skin. And we had like fucking 200 people show up. Like just like
lit.
In and out, bro. Like we fucking cleaned that place out.
Yeah, I remember the drunk suites.
Yeah, it was great. that was probably my favorite one we've done. We're doing a lot more like more smaller ones. Just throughout, like, I think we'll probably do some during the playoffs. We'll probably do last night we did karaoke, just because, like, why not? That was pretty fun. It was like a group of like 10 or 12 of us. It was pretty cool. Squish was there. So if you haven't met Squish yet, guys, like you could probably show up at one of these whenever he's in town from Austin. But who would I pick to host at this point? Probably myself. Just because like I do have like some experience like in college like putting hosting like things, you know. Mm. It's kind of where I get the whole like it's kind of where I've gotten the whole like me like being more social about things, do stuff, and I kind of like know like who to ask, like how to ask, the legal stuff. Like even, you know, if it ever gets to that point, you know, I kind of know like how to mitigate that, how to kind of, you know, go around that and stuff like that. But
so would you be the organizer or the host?
Oh, probably the host. Unless I got like skin or I don't know, bro, like Tim Kato, somebody, you know, somebody else, like someone who's definitely like more like beloved in Mavs Twitter, you know.
Tim, if you're listening, I tried to come up to you at the Nets game, but when I came back, you were gone already. So next time I'm trying to screw up.
You hear that, Tim? All right. Let's see. Next question comes from Davoren. Davoren asks, can Mavs still play elite defense?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they can. I think the last game is Sunday, right? And then the playoffs don't start until that Saturday, you know? I think that's enough time off to, like, first of all, rest the guys that need resting. Like, Luka's going to need to, like, rest, like, half those days. And then, like, it's enough time to, like, because the guys, like, at this point, like, these sets, they're muscle memory, you know? Like, they practice it all the fucking time, you know? Because it's like, hey, like, it's toward the end of the season. Like they're really just trying to limp back into, you know, you can kind of tell with the Wizards game, like just like they're kind of emotions a little bit more. But I think once the playoffs are here, I think we'll probably still end up being like one of the top teams with the defense, you know? So bro, I'm not too worried yet.
But like defense is an effort thing. And I think, you know, for my Mavs people, the best example of it is Seth Curry, where it's like, you might not be the best defensive guy, but like, if you try hard, you make it difficult, and it goes a long way. So I do think that we can be that team because we have guys who are just straight up good defenders, and then we've been getting the effort a lot. Even like someone like Luka, who is getting shit on in the beginning of the season for having a terrible defensive rating, has one of the best on the second half. So it's one of those where it really is about effort. And like you said, I think once we get some rest in and we get healthy and we like go like, all right, like this isn't before. This isn't, oh man, we're happy to be in the playoffs. This is like, let's fucking win some games. I think that goes a long way. I also think for those who watched the game today, you heard Jeff and Mark talk about the fact that like these are two teams that fucking play hard both ends of the court. So it's one of those like if you can keep everyone engaged and get that going, which I feel like Jason Kidd's done a good job for the most part. There's obviously still lapses here and there like the Wizards game. But I think it's one of those things that we can really dial in on. And then when everything gets a little bit tighter in the playoffs, we should be able to, even if it's not the full thing, have like some stretches of some real elite defense.
Yep. So yeah, next question comes from Despairing Mats. What song did you sing in the karaoke? Give us a sample. Let's see. I sang Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine. The entire group did All-Star by Smash Mouth. Someone did Lady Gaga, I think. One of the Lady Gaga and Beyonce songs. Someone did that.
Most of the songs are great.
Yeah, we did that. We did Kanye. What else did we do? Early Kanye, not that newer stuff. But what else? What else did we sing? We also sang. Didn't I do Bohemian Rhapsody when I was? I actually left early because like I have a kid. I'm an adult. So I had to leave early. But like I'm an actual adult, so I was like,
speaking of, he heard you talking about him.
Yeah, he's awake now. Yeah, I think he's awake now. But he took a long nap right now. Actually, he's like he slept through like the entire second half, and then he just woke up. But
so was Matthews.
Yeah, right. I will not give a sample. If you guys want to hear a sample, you guys have to go to one of these meetups. So and if you can't go to the meetups. If you can't go to the meetups, DM me and I will be able to get like a video Like, I'll do those Periscope bullshit, bro. I'll do the Periscope, bro. I'll do it.
Hey, Patreon. See.
Yeah, Patreon.
Hey,
Patreon.
Man, the best karaoke songs are Misery Business by Paramore and I Write Ten Top Tragedies.
Nice. Yes. Great. Let's see. Next question comes from Zesquil. Asks, how likely do you think it is that they keep pushing for the third seed, or do they rest everybody and stay fourth?
I think it's one of those that I think they should, because I don't want them to like ease off. I honestly, like, with most of my teams that I follow, I feel like it's one of those that if we take our foot off the gas, it's very hard for us to get back. So I understand the importance of rest, but we do have essentially an entire week before the playoffs actually start. Yeah. And I think that we should push for it. I think if it's like mathematically out, sure, rest them, right? But yeah, like, we have a good shot. The Warriors schedule isn't difficult per se, but obviously Steph Curry's not playing till playoffs and things like that. They have a chance to blow it there. Hopefully they lose today, which it will be kind of harder for them to lose with Sabonis and De'Aaron not playing.
He's out, yeah.
But, you know, maybe Davion Mitchell had dropped his career high or something. The Kings are home. So let's hope they lose, and that would have us tied for the third. But, yeah. I mean, I...
Hey, guys. So the recording messed up in the towards the end of the podcast, so I'm going to answer the remaining question solo. Again, I want to give a shout-out to John for jumping on kind of last minute. Literally, I texted him earlier today. He was like, okay, cool, I'm down. So let's see. Next question comes from Jennifer. Do we win out, or how many do we lose? What about Stone Cold beating his opponent yesterday? I didn't watch the Stone Cold stuff. I was watching the NCAA stuff. I think that we end up. I think we end up winning out the next three games. Honestly, like, I don't see us losing. Maybe the Spurs game if they're still fighting for that play, you know, for that play-in spot, but beyond that, I don't see anything else happening. Deem asks, are the best playoff matchup for us, I'm assuming? I would say I want the Jazz or the Wolves. I just feel like those are two teams that, like, I think the Jazz losing would be hilarious just because it's the Jazz. And I know John talked a little bit earlier, but I definitely do want Rudy Gobert on this team. I think that'd be a great recruiting tactic. By just being like, hey, like, you know, they suck, so come with us. The Wolves would be funny only because I don't think they're really ready for that moment. Like, you know, I don't hate Pat Bev, like, as a human being, like, as a player, he's fucking annoying. But I just think that'd be another good series for Luka to expose him. And I don't think Kat is ready for that moment quite yet. 333 asks, who wins in a bunk team match? Yao Ming or Wilt Chamberlain? Give me Wilt. I think he wins the three rounds. He was an athletic freak his entire life. And like, no offense to Yao, just like, Yao is also a freak too, but like, I think Wilt was just like, I think if you put Wilt in any era of basketball, he would have dominated no matter what. You know, and obviously, like, you know, Yao had to do like the start, you know, his you know, military service, and they really never gave him like an off season basically in China. So next question comes from Hugo. Would I be judged if I was drunk by tip off? No, you would not be judged if you're drunk by tip off. Especially for this game, it was fun. Cause again, this was asked before the Bucks game. No, you wouldn't be judged at all. It's, you know, it's Sunday, dude. As long as you're not avoiding responsibilities that you have, you know, I don't care what you do. Junior asks, what's your favorite dinosaur? First of all, shout out to Apple Plus. They're going to be putting out a dinosaur documentary pretty soon. I think next month, actually. And my favorite dinosaur would be the T-Rex. Just, you know, it's kind of funny because he's like, in media, he's always portrayed as like just like this monster of a beast, and like, you know, but in reality, he was more probably slower, like, just like, didn't really run, you know, slower, and was arguably more of a scavenger than a hunter. But so I think he's cool as shit. Juan asked, who'd win a fight, Kurama or Godzilla? This is a Naruto and Godzilla question. I will say John did say that he thought that Kurama would win because of his agility, his brains, just the different types of abilities he has. Godzilla, it really depends on like what type of Godzilla you're talking about, because this is me nerding out, but there's just many different types of Godzilla. The one that would probably give Kurama the best chance of, you know, the best fight would probably be Shin Godzilla, because he basically evolved throughout that movie, like had to kind of like, you know, combat whatever he was going up against. That would have been fun for me to. That seems like it would be something that a YouTube account has done or will do. So if you're someone who has a YouTube account who does like monstrous fighting, and seeing who would win, hit me up and I can help out with this, I guess. Last question comes from Methods. True or false, Baja Blast is the best soda? I'm gonna say false. Maybe the best of the Mountain Dews. But I will say, for me, the best soda I've ever had is Mexican Coke. I just love the pure sugar. Like, that's just my shit forever and ever. I think John actually apparently hasn't drank soda in years. And we'll get to that in a second. But those are all the questions this week. I want to thank John for coming on. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's Offended Narwhal on Twitter. I just tweeted about it. He has his own podcast called the Sarutobi Sports Podcast. They're a really cool podcast. They discuss like sports along with anime. It's a really cool, like, you know, just like differentiation of things. He is also, and this is really cool, but he's also a personal trainer, and he does do distance personal training, so like virtual personal training. So if you're ever interested in that, if you're listening to this, you can hit him up. You can hit me up if you don't want to hit him up. That seems like a really cool thing to kind of get into. You can follow me at Reddit Mavericks on Twitter. Listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, we're on there. I will say that we have a Patreon where you pay for $1 and you do get access to games. You know, it's really been pretty chill thing to do. Again, it's just easy and helps kind of pay for this channel a little bit, or pay for this, you know, pay for our podcast equipment and stuff like that. It's really nice. What else is this? I'll say something else. Again, I want to thank John for coming on. Again, sorry for the recording fucked up towards the end. It happens sometimes. And I will say that we may go to a different format next week. It'll be a little bit more interaction between us and you guys. So I think this, the format of questions will stay, but it's going to look a little different. It's an opportunity that was presented to me and Squish and Don, and I think we're going to take it. So with that, I hope you guys have a great week, and go Mavs.